episode 364, Fitness Made Easy.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, ladies. How are you doing, sweet sisters? My, oh my, I hope you are having better weather than us. It is snowing and sleeting and sprinkling and melting snow. It doesn't know what to do. Do you feel like those are your days sometimes where you're kind of like the weather, you can change in a split second? Well, hopefully today is going to be a magnificent day for you and you'll be able just to get something accomplished. Feel good about where you are and where you're going in your life because it's time to create your now. This is why you're here. You're taking moments out of your day to say, okay, it's time to focus on what I need in my life, which is awesome. So hats off to you. I'm very proud of you for that. You know, sometimes we think that, oh, we want to make changes, but in order to make changes, there's going to be challenges and choices that we make. And depending upon how we respond to those is whether or not the changes actually become habits in our life, which become a part of our lifestyle. So I'm glad that you're here. Come on in, grab a cocktail. Okay, you know what cocktail I'm talking about. Like the warm lemon water or maybe some freshly squeezed orange juice sounds great with some raspberries in it. That sounds refreshing. I'm cold right now, so I would go for some homemade hot cocoa and something warm around my hands because I'm always cold. So whatever you have today, come in and let's chat a little bit because we are talking about fitness made easy. If you're brand new to the Create Your Now family, thank you for finding us. I pray that you stick around for a very long time. I say a lot of times we are a crazy family, but we do life together. We lift each other up. We're there to support each other. And here the philosophy at Create Your Now is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. We already have enough craziness in our life. We don't need to try to change things and, you know, add to the craziness. We want to take away. Less is more, so to speak. So I'm glad you found us. Welcome to the family. Okay, I'm really itching to talk to you about this one. Fitness Made Easy. Are you excited? Are you ready to knock out one resolution for the year? Your fitness resolution? Come on. I know you've got one. Everybody has a fitness resolution. Whether you want to lose weight, whether you want to build lean muscle, whether it's to have more energy, whether it's to go to bed earlier so you can get up so you can do longer runs. You have something that revolves around fitness, don't you? Yeah, I know. So tell me what it is. Really? Okay. No, no, really tell me what it is. All right. I wish this was like a three-way, four-way, 100-way conversation here because honestly, I really want to hear what your fitness resolution is. Now, remember, I changed the word resolution to what? Revolution. That means you really want to make an impact in your life. So send those to me, yourbestselfie@createyournow.com. I would love to hear what you are working on. Okay. So send them to me. I'm serious. You send them to me. You're going to get a response from me. It comes to me. It doesn't go to, you know, a little mouse that sends it to me and then they read it and then I get it. No, you got my eyes on it and I'll do my best to respond within 48 hours. Okay. But I get a lot of them. So give me time. And every once in a while, if you do send something, by the way, total sidebar here, if you send me something and you have not gotten a response, most likely it's ended up in my junk or spam folder. Now, I am very diligent about looking at those folders. However, they still can get kind of strung out there and never land. So please do not take it personally. Resend it to me because I really do truly want to hear from you. And I want to know what's going on in your life. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to serve you. All right, so back to Fitness Made Easy. Today is not about the magic sauce that will get you out of doing fitness. I know you were hoping that's what it was, right? Remember those ovens? They're not called magic ovens, but it's a kid oven. And I, for the life of me right now, I cannot think of it, but you know what I'm talking about because we all wanted them. You know, it was the quick little easy cooking ovens that we could do as children. It was kind of geared to ages like 8 to maybe 10 or 11, 12. And It was easy. It was the, oh, easy bake oven. There we go. See, I knew. Okay, easy bake oven. Wouldn't it be nice to have an easy fitness life? You know, fitness made easy, where we didn't really have to do it. It was just something where, oh, we opened up a pack, poured it in, added a little bit of water, and poof, there it was. Well, what's a bake oven here? Our lives that we have, your body is a vessel, and it's a very, very important vessel. And you only get one in your lifetime. So you got to take care of it. So first, let me ask you, if you continue living the way you are right now today, where will you be in 10 to 20 years? You know, like when retirement sets in. Now, if you're like 25, 30 years old, and you're like, wow, 10 to 20 years, I won't be close to retiring. Well, maybe you could start thinking about that, because it'll be here before you know it. Your kids will be grown. You'll be having conversations with them as to what they want to do with their life, their epiphanies, all of their dreams. And you'll be like, wow, I just remember when I was changing their diaper. Yeah, well, I'm kind of in that now, as we have two in college. And we have great discussions. And one actually is about fitness. My daughter is wanting, she's very petite. And this is our oldest, Kaylin. She's wanting to put on some muscle. Well, that's going to take a little bit of a lifestyle change for her in order to do that, just because of her body and the way it's made up. So same thing with you. If you keep doing what you're doing right now, where will you be in 20 years? You know, when you're getting close to retirement. How does that look to you? How does that make you feel? Are you like, yeah, that's what exactly what I want. I want to be right where I am today. Then guess what? High five. Woo. You are on the right track. But my guess is that you're probably not where you really want to be right now. Maybe you're further down the tube of, oh, Christiana, I've been working on this for a while, and I kind of get it. But, man, my body's, man, my hips don't work the same way. I crack in the morning. I hear pops and snaps that I never heard before. I get aches where I don't know where they're coming from. And, oh, my goodness, I can't sleep anymore. And my energy level crashes, not just because it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, but because, well, frankly, I'm just done. My body, I'm exhausted. Would you rather be chasing your grandchildren in 20 so years, traveling to all these different places you dreamed of, snorkeling and shopping with energy to spare? How does that sound to you? Yeah, that kind of sounds like, whoa, yeah, I've got something going. I'm healthy. You see, health, an important factor in being and having a healthy living is what? Fitness, correct? Yes. And we're all wanting to simplify our life. But the problem is with fitness, we run into the brick wall all the time. We do great for about 2.5, maybe pushing 3 weeks. And then it's like, bruh. And you're sliding down the mountain again, back to the old diehard great habits that we have. And that's when you see yourself as tired, exhausted from doing life the way you're doing it right now. Watching your favorite TV shows and movies from your lazy boy recliner. Sitting at the concerts for your children, watching them, giving them a round of applause. And holding down the fort, of course, at work. Doing your job like only you can do it. What one feels better to you? Where you're chasing your grandchildren. You're enjoying life. You're skiing down the slopes. When you take a family vacation, because maybe right now you can't afford to, but you're hoping that when you're in retirement, you'll be able to travel a little bit more and take those vacations together with your loved ones. Or are you going to be knitting on your lazy boy recliner and everybody comes to visit you because, frankly, you're tired. You don't have the energy. Everything hurts. We look at fitness now as being an activity like aerobics, running, cross training, spin cycles, and Pilates. Fitness isn't about all of those things. Fitness is function. Did you hear that? fitness is function. It's your functionality in life, how you move, how your body goes. I'm in training right now with my body, and I'm learning some of the details that I've learned some of them already, but now I'm getting down to like the nitty gritty. I mean, I am like dissecting my body and how it responds to things because I want to go deeper. The goals that I have for my body this year, oh yeah, I wish I could do them in 30 days, but oh no way is it going to happen. I know I'm going to see progress in 30 days, but it may take a year to a year and a half, maybe even 2 years to get exactly where I want to go. And honestly, that scared me when I first started thinking about it. And I thought, I want the easy way out. Fitness made easy. Well, for me, I found a way to make fitness made easy. And it's all about your perspective. It's how you look at it. How you look at fitness today is going to direct how you live tomorrow. So how is your fitness today? Are you looking at it as aerobics, going to that spin class, getting in that run? Or is it truly about knowing your body, the amazing vessel that you have, how it flows, how your hips move from one way to the next when you walk, the knees, whether they're strong or weak, how do those shoulders feel? How's that neck? Do you kind of walk around drooped a little bit? As I sit here and drop my neck and tell you that right now. You know, we're all texting, right? You know, when you have your head down like that at an angle, you're putting about 60 pounds of extra weight on the upper part of your spine. Ow! Yet we're not doing anything to strengthen it. We think we are. We want to try, but it's not easy. And here you're saying, but I want fitness made easy, Christiane. I want it. I want to have that. So let's look at it from a different perspective. You want mobility. You want healthy. You want to be able to golf with your friends. You want to be able to go to the movies and go shopping. You want to hike those mountains and then ski down the slopes. You want to be able to run once in a while. And maybe when you get real old, like I'm talking like over 85, because we got to keep pushing the envelope here. We're living longer. So, you know, the age goes up. So when you're 85, wouldn't it be cool that you're still functioning at 85? Fitness made easy is function. It's functionality. It's how it fits in your life, hence the term fitness. But a lot of times what we're trying to do is take fitness and we're trying to squeeze our life into fitness. And that's not easy. When we all are about, oh, I got to go power lift and I got to do the aerobics and I got to run and I got to put in so many miles on these legs. Yeah. Did you think about how many miles you're putting on these legs now and where you'll be 20, 30, 40 years from now, for those of you who are a lot younger? I know for me personally, I want to live a healthy, vibrant life for a very long time. It's not about quantity, but it's about quality. When I'm a great grandma, and yeah, I know I'm going to be a great grandma, I want to be able to chase my great grandchildren. I want to be able to hold them and be with them. I want to be ever present in their lives. That is where I want to be. So fitness made easy is making it fit into my lifestyle, not me trying to put my lifestyle into fitness. Do you hear the difference? So think about your New Year's revolutions. The fitness one. What is it? Because you're going to send it to me. Your best selfie at createyournow.com. You're going to send them to me. What is that revolution that you want to work on? Because you see, the key is how you can incorporate fitness into your lifestyle That's your key factor. That's your kiss. Fitness Made Easy is discovering what fits in your lifestyle. We're not talking about anybody else's lifestyle. We're talking about yours. That means if you're a new mom, your lifestyle is going to be totally different right now than if you're a mom that has school-age children. Your lifestyle is going to be totally different if you're an entrepreneur at home with school-age children. There's all of our different layers in life. But instead of trying to fit our life into fitness, let's reverse it, make fitness made easy, and put fitness into our lifestyle. So this is how you're going to do it. Are you ready? Come on. This is it. You want to know, right? Okay. I've got them. And there's five. There's five questions, five action steps that you're going to be taking here to help you discover what fits in your lifestyle. And that's how you make fitness become easy for you. All right, here we go. Number one, you got to figure out what do you like to do? Yes, at your age, what do you like to do? And you have to think about intentional activity. This is not about sitting down in the rocking chair. This is about actual movement, intentional movement for a period of time. That's how I want you to look at fitness. Change the word, because honestly, I kind of don't like the word. It's kind of like the word diet. Diet used to mean nutrition, eating healthy, the way we eat. But now we hear the word diet and it's like the taboo word. Like, oh my gosh, you are so restraining and restricting yourself from eating all these different foods. It's all what you can't have. Okay, same thing with fitness. It's what you can't do. Why? Because I gotta go work out. How about I get to work out? I get to go train this amazing body that I have. See the difference? Hear the difference. So what do you like to do? You need to figure that out. Maybe it's running. Maybe it's aerobics. Maybe you love dancing. That's an intentional activity, believe it or not. You know, you can do video games and you can do those dance videos. And if you do those and you do like three songs with your kiddos, you can really work up a sweat, I'm telling you, if you get all into it. So what do you like to do, number one? Number two, what can you do? We're talking about physically here. You have to take your health into consideration. If you have bad knees and you used to be a runner, then you probably do not need to be running right now, right? I mean, come on, that's a little common sense here. If you're having hip issues, you got to look at it. You've got, you know, if you want to do a lot of heavy strength training and you want to do lifting, but you're having shoulders and you've had a torn rotator cuff, probably not a good idea to start from. So what do you like to do? Number one, number two, what can you do physically? It's real important because remember, this has to fit in what? Your lifestyle. It's becoming a part of you. All right, number three, here you go. You ready? Where can you integrate this into your schedule? Where can you fit this into your schedule? You got to look at the time and the days. If you're an entrepreneur who stays at home and you can schedule your day as you please and you have no children to worry about, you don't even, and maybe you have a hubby, you have a spouse, and so, but they have their schedule. And so you can take an hour a day to do fitness. Great. But that's your lifestyle. Because you see, you may also be a mom that has school-age children. You have to get them ready for school. You have to you have to make their lunches and all of that. You have to pick them up. So your time is very limited. And for those of you who have that, plus you work outside of the home, it complicates things more. Do you see? So where can you integrate intentional movement, the functionality, the function, the fitness into your schedule, the time and days? You need to know that. Otherwise, fitness isn't going to be easy for you. You will fail. I love you, but you're going to fail. I'm here to set you up for success. That's what you want. You want your revolution to be successful because you want to integrate this into your lifestyle. Number four, you need to decide and commit to what you're willing to do. You have to decide and commit to what you're willing to do. So after you go through 1 through 3, you can begin to make that decision. If you're like, I feel really good, but I'm kind of a little overweight. I've got like 50 pounds to lose, Christiane. I'm being frankly honest. That's okay. Then don't start running, because that's really going to put a hard, you know, you're going to be pounding those joints. And you may not feel it initially, but over time, that's going to hurt. So start with walking. You can do that. It's intentional movement. Now then you look at it and go, okay, I know I can do walking. And if it's yucky outside, oh, conveniently, I have a treadmill. So I can get on my treadmill. And then, okay, what days do I want to do? Well, right now, it is really crazy. And I've got all of this, so I can really only commit to 2 days. Fantastic. 2 days then. 2 days is yours. Do you see? Do you understand? Fitness made easy is putting it into what? Your lifestyle. Stop trying to put your lifestyle into fitness. That's what every gym owner tries to do. We're all trying to do this. I know I used to be there. And I'm not putting down gym owners. I'm not putting down other workout things out there. That's not it at all. But what they're trying to do is saying here, in order to meet your goal, you have to do this for an hour. You have to commit to 90 minutes a day. You may frankly not have that. But you can have functionality in your life. And that's by looking at it from a different perspective. Number 5, take aim and begin enjoying fitness made easy. Action ignites motivation. If you honestly can only take 1 day out of the 7 days a week, then start there. You see, as you begin to get results and you feel good, you'll say, okay, I want to try and add another day. If you can get to the point where you can do intentional movement for 20 to 30 minutes a day for 3 to 4 times a week, you are on a roll to fitness made easy. But you got to start simple. You got to what? With your kiss, discover what fits in your lifestyle. Don't overdo it. Don't push yourself too hard. Don't expect that something's going to happen within the next 30 days. Think about how long it's taken you to get where you are right now today. When you blink, it's not all going to be gone and not all going to be fixed. It's a process. It's a process I know I will be sharing with you in my walk with Fitness Made Easy. You may want to join me on that journey. I would love to have you. Send me your fitness revolutions, what you're struggling with, what your goals are, where you want to see yourself at the end of 2016. And maybe you're like, Christiane, I may not even really know. Then that's okay. Say that too. Why? Because when you begin to talk about it to somebody, you begin the accountability. It becomes real. It's tangible. Fitness made easy is function. It's intentional movement. It's tangible in your lifestyle. You can do it. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.